Your drag looks so beautiful today.
Your drag looks so beautiful.
In person, on video. Do you like?
Yeah, I love. Oh, yeah. The Hot Goss is today, and we've got a video episode for everybody.
So come on and jump that pussy paywall, baby, and watch the full episode exclusively on Mom Plus.
Today, we talk about news in the Drag Race kingdom or queendom, the hilarious Top Matthews, and Carmen Carrera in a swimsuit.
We love to see it. Plus, the mom store is back and open, honey. And this time, things are going international.
And a deeper dive into all things monkeypox because, you know, it's like, really? More shit on us? Monkeys do throw poop. We're going to talk about it.
Yes. And of course, you beautiful, amazing, sometimes cunty, and always stunty letters and DMs are waiting for us in the mailbag.
Girl, are you ready for the hot goss?
Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag. Honey, the goss is hot, so let's get in.
Woo! Can I have a tequila sunset?
It's a sunset. M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Team. I was just gonna fake it, but we have the actual. We have the practical prop. Oh my god, there's bubbles.
Blow bubbles with it. Ooh, yeah, I like that.
You didn't know I could do that, did you?
Make it talk. Okay. Oh.
Ooh, I'm gonna need a wet nap.
I love this drink. We want to welcome you back to the tea house for another
steaming,
piping, scalding serving of hot goss. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So why don't we do it? Live and in person. Live from Burbank, California. Is that where we are?
From Screenland Studios.
Are we North in Hollywood.
Live from North Hollywood, California. This is Hot Goss.
We're actually in the NoHo Arts District because
we're art.
We're art. She who is art.
Wearable art and terrible art.
Terrible or terrible?
Gender is a construct teared apart. What do you think?
I thought that I asked for no soutons in my salad.
I only eat fake meat. I eat soutane, tofu, you know.
Hail soutane. I think you look great. This is the Raja.
It's an inspiration. It's inspired by.
You even have her icon earring and the icon hat. The Drag Society giveth.
Did somebody call for an icon?
She really is.
She sent out these boxes, and I think it's Delta Work who curates it, and it's called Drag Society. Look it up. If you know, you know. Drag Society, they send me a box, and it's all Raja themed.
Yeah, the teacup, the hat.
This is the teacup. It's like
the teacup is cute.
A zodiac.
The calendar.
Beautiful.
The calendar has all the days of the year.
There's like a journal in there. Like
and
journal.
48 like colored pencils or like oil pencils. Probably use them for your face.
I did. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you got glasses on. they look really beautiful, these cups. There were lots of great things in the boxes. I loved
it. Really cute. Really, really nice stuff. We thank you, Delta Work. You have exquisite taste always.
Thank you.
Now, tell me about your look.
My look is, it is prong set rhinestones. You can see the prongs. Oh. You saw the stones and they were pronged.
Nothing wrong with prong.
But it's also on a tie-dye t-shirt dress, so it's a little high-low.
It is. Wow.
The wig is by Zach Killian.
Oh, yeah.
He fixed it for me. Somebody else gave it to me.
Okay.
From the internet, and I don't remember their name, but...
It's fierce. It's beautiful. Thanks.
I like your, Well, let's just get started. I'm kidding.
Ah. No. Do you want to talk about this hair?
No.
I have to tell you.
Is it new? Is it Hume?
It possesses human qualities.
What meerkat did you get that from?
It has this. Jackie and I went to Santee Alley recently, and you know, there's that wig store, the one with all the wigs.
Did she get a scooter?
In the actual alley, there's the one with all the wigs, yeah, and then the one next to it has like some of the wigs.
Yeah.
We were in the one with all the wigs, and he only accepts cash. But this was, I have so many wigs, I didn't need any. I mean, I don't wear wigs. But no, this was on the counter. It was the display unit, and it was thrashed. Like, it literally looked like a blow-up doll scraped through the gutter. And it was gutter, and I was, like, in love with it. I was I have to have that. Can I have this one, the display model? And he was like, I'll give it to you for $20. So and it smells... There's like a million Santee Alley smells.
Girl, hot dog wrap meats.
Yeah.
A little like bit cigarette. Of tamarind.
It smells like cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Which
what do you think it's made
me
out of?
I feel like I'm at home.
It's for those of you not watching on Mom Plus.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to do a ding.
Ding!
Alaska is fully bejeweled and beguiled in a Chrissy Hynde inspired wig.
Chrissy Hynde legs.
I wish it would Chrissy Hynde.
Chrissy Hynde quarters.
A yellow fingernail, a pink faux fur, some jewelry that would have gone with Monet's.
I didn't say it was faux.
Oh.
It's real gorilla.
That's so upsetting.
Jewelry that would have gone with Monet's light up outfit. Necklace.
Oh, all this.
Yeah.
All this. Yeah.
I mean, you'd look great in black and white.
We like to do a video episode every now and then. Mm-hmm. And so this is our monthly video episode, though we are in drag at all times for the podcast.
We are in drag at all times.
Because I can't like talk into a mic unless I've got the whole.
Baby, I can't chew into a mic unless I have an acrylic toenail on. I was trying to get ready today, and I recently lost my drag bag in Palm Springs. And every time trying to find a brush or something I wanted to wear or an earring, I realized, oh, it's in that bag, and I'll never see any of that stuff again. And it's like one of those moments where you're like, okay. Like, I thought I lost my phone at the club the other night when I was with my friends. I had to leave the club. I said bye to everybody. The guy leaned over the railing and kissed me.
And then he kissed me.
And then he kissed me. And then I went home. By the time I got home, I was like, okay, I'm ready for the leak of my sex tapes. To get a new phone tomorrow morning. How
We've
will
all
I wake
seen
up?
It, honey.
Oh, shut up.
It's not really a leak. The faucet is on.
Yeah? You want to talk about leaks? Who's coming to see you at 12:30?
That's hot. I'm not going to talk about that.
Oh, okay, girl.
No, I'm just doing periodic screening.
That means you're bleeding from it, huh?
No!
I thought I lost my phone, and I found it, which is good. So if I lost my drag bag and all my makeup and all the brushes I stole from when I was a teenager from the Surfside Theater in Cocoa Beach, Florida, I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to blame the victim. I'm just saying there's a pattern of, like, losing stuff. Is there, like, a new drug cocktail that you're trying out that you need to, like, adjust? Why are you losing stuff? Your phone and your drag bag, those are important things. I'm not blaming you.
Can I do a podcast with Delta?
I'm not blaming you. I'm just, are you like trying new things?
I'm a fucking mess now.
You're not a mess. You're a lot of things and you're not a
mess. Everybody thinks I have
it
together.
You play a mess on TV, but you're not at all.
Wait, you saw Southland?
You're completely, you are the most together, organized, hardworking bitch. So of course you're going to lose your shit every now and then. Mm.
You're sipping on that truth tea, bitch. It's good to see you in person. I miss not doing the podcast in person.
I know. What is this? It's so strange.
We're always just busy. Busy, busy, busy.
Usually I'm just looking at myself on Zoom the whole time. So I actually get to look at you this time. On Zoom, can't you like not help but like look at yourself? Because it's like having a mirror in front of you.
I tend to look at you, because I put you right under the camera eye in the middle of the screen, so I'm looking at that and at you.
I have all the screens up.
Oh.
And the outline.
Oh.
So I see you and Dipper and me.
Okay.
I wish I could turn me off.
You can.
You got mission control.
I can?
Hide self view.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
I wish I could hide other
views.
Well,
4 years in. 4 years in.
I love crystals.
Oh, I love it. So on today's...
That's why you keep losing all your bags, because you love crystals.
I haven't. I haven't.
Just kidding.
I thought about it, but I haven't.
Please don't.
I'm not wearing nails, you guys, I lost my nail glue with my drag bag.
I have one you can have. It's brand new. Are you a secret celebrity? Or are you celebrity?
I went to the DMV yesterday because found out I didn't have a license anymore. And because I lost it. And
Was this in the bag? Or is this another incident?
No, I went to go rent a car. I went to rent a car and I gave them my license. And they're like, this isn't a license. This is an ID. And I was like, oh,
you've
fuck.
Been driving about?
Oh, for years. But I rented a car in Florida and they let me use it. So I was like, I guess I haven't had a license in a while, because that's the card Anthony used to carry so we could like do business and shit.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a license, but I went to the DMV yesterday and someone said, oh, I know you. And I said, oh yeah? He said, from the EastEnders. And I said, okay, thanks.
EastEnders.
I was on a show called EastSiders, but everybody calls it
EastEnders is a very popular UK show.
West Southers.
Right.
Yeah, nobody knows what it is.
That's so funny. Southland.
Eastsiders.
Do you have something with North?
No.
We'll scroll through her IMDb. I know there's something with North and West in there.
Maybe.
Northwest Murder Club.
Women's Murder Club. Yes. And that was set in Seattle.
The West.
Done. The West. That's how the West was fun. So we're doing a hot goss today.
Allegedly.
We gotta take a break.
Oh, we're already at break time. We haven't said a single thing.
Kick off these shoes.
Oh my
Sorry.
God!
I broke the Android.
Ah! We're gonna take a break on that one.
Sorry about that. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Will you give me a boost? I need to get over this paywall. boost me over the paywall so I can get into the Mom Oops. Podcast Plus.
Oops.
Don't put your hand there.
We are reporting live from behind the paywall in video. This is where you have access to the video episode, which I think adds an exciting element. I mean, it is drag.
Definitely. Who doesn't want to look at us? We look great. Now,
what do we have on the docket today?
We're not lucky enough to be on RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race.
Or though. Are we? I don't know. It's like The Masked Singer. They're doing this format. So with Queen of the Universe, they're doing, you know, X Factor or American Idol mm-hmm. format. And with Secret Celebrity, they're now doing Masked Singer format.
Wait, how do you get in drag and wear a mask?
No, they just put them in drag. But we're supposed to, like, not know who they are because the transformation is so extreme.
What?
We're going to know instantly the second we lay eyes on these people. I have a feeling.
Do they think we're idiots?
I'm not trying to be a naysayer, because anytime drag is on television, it's great. And there are some drag coaches, Brooklyn Heights, Jujubee, and Monet Exchange. That's very exciting, because anytime we get to see those divas on screen, happy about it.
Okay, when a woman puts on a lot of makeup... A news anchor wears a lot of makeup, lashes, gets everything done. Is she in drag? Or would she be offended if we say, oh, you're in drag?
You're born naked and the rest.
Oh.
They want to see you go off.
I mean, I don't know what the Masked Singer format really means, because I've never seen that show.
Basically, they have celebrities that are kept super secret. And no one knows who they are. They're in disguise the whole time until they go on stage. And then they're wearing like a masked thing. This is Masked Singer. On this show, it seems like we're not going to know who they are. But then they come out and they perform in drag. And we are supposed to not recognize who they are.
I don't get why we're supposed to care.
And then the judges all guess. They're like, is it Gwen Stefani? Is it Nicole Scherzinger? Is it Kim Basinger?
This show, I feel like, doesn't have a purpose other than y'all
want hot goss? No. You're absolutely right.
I mean, Drag U at least pretended it was doing something. This show is just like, let's get these celebrities all tarted. You want to do drag? This looks fun. Come do it. Now dance around and we'll pretend you won something. Because it's rigged, by the way. Everybody already told me who should have won, and then they told me who actually won. And all of these...
What, Secret Celebrity?
Yeah.
Oh, you already know the winner? You are tapped in.
Honey.
The baby, borrowed I'm blessings a keg. Bureau.
I am not excited to see it, but maybe we should talk about it on Race Chaser or Hot Goss. People are wondering why we're doing Australia. I've been getting some strongly twitted tweets.
So what do they want us to do? Go back to season 7? Because I will.
Some people want us to do Classique, but...
Good.
Don't do all that.
Fine.
Stand by our programming choice.
Well, what?
What are the big
Give them just
the
what they
say?
Want. If I mean, should we do a vote, a poll or something? Like, literally, I don't want to, like, do a thing that the audience is against.
It was two tweets.
I'll take a grease
Sweet
poll.
Tuts. So it was only two tweets. Honestly, I watched Australia Drag Race the last time.
Me too.
And I found it enjoyable. It's a nice, short, quick little season. Mm-hmm.
That race war with Scarlet Harlot.
Oh, mama. Mama.
Honey.
Going in. Now, you know who is not letting it go in is Ross Matthews.
Oh, no.
Did you see the new scroll down?
Oh, I used to watch Stern, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
What is this about? Ross Matthews wants you to know he's not a bottom.
He was on
Oh, it's
Stern
an old
years ago.
Video.
Years ago, and they were talking about getting fucked, and he's like, well, I don't... You just assume with my voice, because it's the most feminine thing, and, you know, he doesn't. He was just saying he does not take it up the butt.
It's fine.
More for me.
What is the trans? What is this? What's going
the
on
thing
here?
With Jiggly?
Drag Race Philippines.
Yes, the future is trans.
Yes, yes, yes.
So Jiggly Caliente is a judge on Drag Race Philippines.
It's about damn time. It's about damn time.
And Manila is on another show that's something with drag in the Philippines.
It's called Drag Den.
Yeah, and Jiggly's show was announced the day after Manila's show. because
is it shade? Is that a read?
Honey, World of Wonder is more press than the shade button. Ooh. Because if a girl does anything in drag without World of Wonder, you get a call from Theron. Oh, what's this? Literally, American Apparel came out, and then he asked how we got the American Apparel campaign. He called me. Do you think they'd be interested in sponsoring the next season? I'm like, Theron, can we have our fucking moment? Like, there is drag outside of your bubble, World of Wonder. It exists, and some of it's really good. Some of it's right across the fucking street.
Having said that,
Jiggly looks beautiful.
Listen, Jiggly looks gorgeous, and it's very exciting to see her on such a platform.
It really is.
Drag Race Philippines is going to be fucking fierce.
And the Drag Race Philippine logo is beautiful. It's like a sun behind the D, and then there's stars.
You're wearing this right now.
Basically, these are my colors.
It's literally got stars on it. Mm-hmm. It's every color of the rainbow.
It's beautiful. Congratulations, Jiggly. We love you.
I live.
I hope she can find her tits.
Where the fuck are my tits? So, now we have a mom merch announcement.
Everybody Salmon. Oh, sorry. Everybody
Salmon.
Do you want me to play it or you want to do it with
I want to hear it. It makes it official.
Okay.
This is a mom merch announcement.
Oh.
The mom store is going international.
We're doing international shipping?
Mama, we heard you. You spoke and we listened. We're not listening about the Australia thing. We're not going to listen about that. But stamps.com, you want international shipping, and we're going to turn it on for you. So we've got some more shirts together, and they are available for shipping anywhere in the world starting today. We're doing it right now.
Right now. Right now. Right now. We're doing a flash sale.
Look at these. Wait, I want to flash that guy. Hi. Look at these.
Hey, everybody. If you want to see the AAA girls perform, which happens once in a blood fart moon, we will be performing at the main event on the 29th in London,
yes,
the 28th in Birmingham, and then the 30th in Manchester. You can get tickets at holytea.fuckmenass.net. And it's going to be great. Dore's going to be there. Bianca.
Big lineup.
Courtney.
Darion.
Vanity. Milan,
mm-hmm. River Medway, Blue Hydrangea. I mean, I was like gagging at the lineup. We get to like, I don't know where all the dressing rooms are going to be, but we're going to sort that out on the day. I'm getting ready at the hotel and I'm going to show up camera ready. I'm going to wear one thing. And we're just, it's 100 people on this lineup.
I agree.
Okay, great.
Yeah, don't you worry, bitch.
I'll be sitting like Candy Muse just in
alone
the waiting
in the VIP
area. Fully in drag. So in case you missed it, we reopened the store today.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a limited inventory for this flashing sale.
If any of it has cat hair, it's not our fault.
Right. So if you missed
our pussies are shedding. We're kidding. None of us have cats. We're not those people.
If you missed the opportunity to get some mom merch the first time around, do not pussyfoot. Get on this opportunity. Go to everybodysaymom.com.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was
merch.
Everybody Salmon.
Everybody Salmon. Now, do you like new music?
I love new music.
Okay. What do we got here?
We have a new music release, a drop, if you will. Oh. It's from Big Dipper. It's called Ham and Cheese featuring Titi, the artist.
Oh, my God. Yes, Big Dipper.
And there's a giant ham and cheese sandwich.
Okay. With Nicole Byer pole dancing on it.
It's pretty good.
This is exciting. I've been waiting for this one because you told me about that scene.
2 years in the making.
I've been waiting for this one.
Marco made this outfit in 2020, I feel like.
He sure did.
Mama, it's been around. It's been on the shelf.
This ham and cheese sandwich might have a little mold on it.
No.
So check out Ham and Cheese by Big Dipper featuring TT.
Goodbye, Fresh.
Let's take a listen.
Sandwich old.
Ooh, yeah, I fucks with that. Bendy all crazy like an acrobat. Woo. Booty shape, opposite of flat. So hot, you explode the thermostat. Ha, no copycat. Original when you check the facts. Play with the thong in your booty crack. Like ham and cheese with a baseball bat. Aristocrat, come meet me at the club. club, that's my habitat. In love with your swag and your facial tats. Take you home, throw you down, I'ma break your back. Yes. Mischievous kitty, Cheshire cat. Hey. Sticky when we jiggy that ticky tack. Yeah. Curvy body plus your baby fat. Little jiggle in the middle, bitch, shake that ass.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah.
And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This is not a swimsuit, baby. This is something the electric company sent over to splice two wires together. We're back on Hot Goss right now, and we are talking about Carmen Carrera doing Fashion Week in Miami.
Fashion strong.
This fashion, it's gorgeous. It's giving me, like, Pirelli calendar. I don't know how it's staying
Chanel
on.
Chanel Pirelli.
It's...
Oh, she looks so good.
Beautiful.
Oh, she's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You can find this picture on, I don't know,
her Instagram.
On Carmen Carrera's Instagram. She looks absolutely breathtaking and good for her booking Gigatrondra's Fashion Week in Miami.
Yeah. I love Fashion Week.
I know you've done fashion shows.
I did Fashion Week in New York for Betsy Johnson.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. Huh. I was told I was the eighth choice. Yeah, before.
How do they tell you that information?
Well, sometimes your old manager gets mad at you and then tells you, oh, and by the way, you were the eighth choice.
Well, you know what? That happens in every major movie. You find out years later, oh, someone else was supposed to do this and someone else was supposed to do this, but you did it.
No, I found out.
That makes you iconic.
The person that wrote the list actually just put a bunch of names, and I was the eighth name, but it was not an order of preference because my friend Mark was the publicist for it.
You're always at the end because you have a W name too.
This is true.
Yeah.
And W stands for what? When. You've been a fashion model too, right? For Marco Marco.
I've been a fashion model girl. Yes.
The Marco Marco shows are always so fun.
Really fun. Raja was throwing a complete fit the year I did it.
Oh, yeah. We love when Raja throws a fit.
And I was like, this is the moment that I lived for. She was iconic.
Did she tell the audience that they weren't qualified to judge her?
She just... she should be fired! Allegedly.
Girl, Trinity said it on Roscoe's on the stage, so it's true now.
And everything that is uttered at Roscoe's is the truth.
Honestly, Roscoe's doesn't deal in fibs.
That's
as far as I know. That's us. Now, tweet toots.
Tweet toots.
Who took these photos of you outside the studio?
Oh, this is a meme that's been making the rounds, and it's called I Miss Fallout Boy. It's not called that. That's not the title. But the tweet is I Miss Fallout Boy. And then it's these pictures of me and Jinx and Roxy on season 5. Like, I remember when they pulled us aside to take these pictures. It was just one of those, I don't know, it was one of those final 3 days, and the photographer just grabbed us and snapped a quick picture of us against the wall, just looking like how we look, and I think we look really cute.
Yeah, I don't recognize half of you. 57,000 people liked it, though. That's a lot of retweets.
Yes.
Now, if you want to see this picture, you need to go to Mom Plus.
Jinx and I traded lips after this photo. Because she looked like she has pump there.
Yeah, I don't remember really her lips. Maybe they're just swollen because her teeth were so jagged then.
Maybe she's doing a little lip pooch. Mm. It's a cute tweet. Check it out on, wherever good tweets are found.
Now, you're going to be on television or in the movies. I know Outfest is streaming some stuff.
See you in the magazines.
After yeah. your premiere at Outfest, I think it's going to be streaming on outfest.com or outfest.something, right?
Oh, really?
Probably. I mean,
because my mom, I was just talking to her, and she was like, where do I watch your movie? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Unconventional, the show that I'm co-starring in with James Bland and Kit Williamson and Audrey Peoples, that's going to be streaming on outfest.something after. So it premieres on the 21st. It's going to stream on the 22nd and 24th. So if that's now and you're listening, you can go watch it.
Amazing.
And it's all queer, very gay. Laith Ashley's in it. We have lesbians. We have... Oh.
This is the excitement you get behind the paywall.
I can't believe that's happening.
Hanging on.
Honey, that cuticle is doing so much work. You're going to get a hangnail.
It's on, though.
It's on.
I still have 10. Let's get political.
Let's. What this about that important. Hair that's glued to your pinky?
You know what?
That's been there a while.
I put that there on purpose.
See that hair? I glued it there.
And it was put there by a faux inauthentic coat.
A coat that was not qualified to be shed.
People do not earn other people's wives' fur coats.
Yeah.
It's purple mink, Dolores. Okay, let's sing it. We're in the same room. This is going to be the best one.
What about Watch With Mom? Do we have to do this?
Screen grab.
Oh, yeah, just let the people know real fast.
If you're listening to this, let them know.
Let them know.
If you're listening to this and you're pregnant, your children will also know. This is a reminder. We are doing the Watch With Mom live stream on twitch.tv/mompodcast
yes.
on Friday, which is today at 3 o'clock. So if you were listening before that, 3 o'clock, who time? Our time? Their time?
LA time.
Turn this off and run over to Twitch because that happens live. Correct? Run.
That happens live okay. And everybody can watch that live.
Everybody watch live.
Yeah, it's not behind the paywall. So we are going to be watching the latest episode of All Stars 7. And this episode is going to be heating up because this is when this comes down to deciding the final four. So we're going to be watching live. You're going to get our live responses. We're going to be on our worst behavior.
Oh, honey. I expect several letters from the brass here.
Hi, brass.
And the woodwinds. Maybe even percussion, honey.
Now, if you are a Mom Plus subscriber, we appreciate you. Yeah. And you'll be able to watch it on demand whenever you want, so you don't have to be there right at 3 p.m. Is that 3 p.m.?
Pacific, LA time.
So if you go...
6 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, yeah. Math. If you go to
5
Twitch...
Central.
If you go... What about the mountain?
Four mountain.
If you go to twitch.tv/mompodcast, 3 p.m., you can watch with your moms.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. It's like one of those. We're basically Roscoe's now.
I mean,
so anything you say,
our chairs are higher.
Can and shall be used against you for the rest of your life because it will be. So just let's just be mindful of that.
Yes. Let's. It's something that she needs to concentrate on. You're always mindful.
I do need to fuck. They're crumbling. They're tumbling one by one.
Let's get political.
I need some glue. Wow. The disrespect. Y'all, if you're not watching Mom Plus, you need to capture this in real time because what just happened has never happened. First, she held it up and then it jumped. It said, no. I reject this.
What have I done to myself? Okay. God damn it.
Girl.
It's because I wash my hands. And this is why I never wash your hands after using the restroom.
Okay.
And that's Let's Get Political. No, this is... Let's get political, political. I wanna get political. Let me see your policy.
Okay. Okay, so.
That's a little off. Can we do another take?
No, sure, just kidding.
Just kidding.
Sorry, it's the monkeypox.
Oh, God.
I mean, the chimp cough.
This is on everybody's minds, mm-hmm. and if you're not
the
paying
lesions,
attention...
The lesions, they grow on your mind.
Mama, if you're not paying attention to this yet, then you really should be. The numbers are exploding of monkeypox. The cases are spreading.
Like peanut butter, peanut.
It's like deja vu with
the pastel pox.
COVID. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, deja. No, drawing deja, sorry.
So, okay, do you want to tell us about the community spread?
Yes, the community spread is not like a nut butter or anything. It's a different kind
I
of spread.
You were the community spread. Just kidding.
Bitch.
Just kidding.
She belonged to everybody. The COVID... Monkeypox is being spread in gay and queer networks of people very fast, yeah. and now the things are moving beyond that bubble.
Yeah.
And the stigma is probably bad with monkeypox because it's technically an STD, too, or an STI.
No,
but
it's not technically.
It's not.
It's not, but you can get it from fucking, right?
Yes, yeah, so that's where the stigma comes in, is that it isn't. It's you can't exclusively get it from sex, but people are saying it's a gay disease because it's in that community right now.
Yeah.
If you know who you got it from, you just fuck them again and it'll double negative it.
That's not true.
In the butt?
No, that's not true. She's okay. only joking.
Well, apparently the cases started in our community and they're spread most easily through sexual contact. So that's why that stigma is happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's very reminiscent of the... HIV response in the 80s yeah. where it was all gay people, so we don't give a fuck. And now that it's affecting straight people.
That's when things are going to actually start moving. I mean, it's been really sluggish and difficult to get an appointment for a vaccine, very much like we had with COVID. It's just like the same thing over and over again. It's like, can't we like streamline this rollout? So just seek out information, read up about it, advocate for yourself, call the health department, get answers, get vaccinated if you can. I signed up on a thing. And
I'm
so
getting
like,
it tomorrow.
I went, how?
I'm fucking a doctor.
Will you fuck him for me? How do I get a... I'm just like scared because I go from New York to LA to the UK to all over the place. Mm-hmm. And all my job is like interacting with people closely.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm a very high risk person and I'm trying to get this fucking vaccine.
Yeah.
So how do I get it?
I can give you my doctor's name. Okay. But don't fuck him. Bitch. Oh.
Gonna
go for that messy drag anyway.
We have a message from Kay.
Ooh, Kay.
Every kiss begins with her. Hey, Dollies and Dipper. On the last Hot Goss, a bunch of questions about monkeypox came up, and I wanted to try and help and answer them to get some more info out there. I'm not a doctor, but I have volunteered with LGBT health organizations. Monkeypox is not new, and we know a lot more about it than we originally did with COVID. We also already have treatment plans for monkeypox. Monkeypox is a... This is a long letter. Will you please read? Because yeah. I'm
monkeypox
really slow.
Is transmitted by... close person-to-person contact like kissing, sex, and cuddling. It can also live in fabric for a period of time. You can catch it from bed sheets or couches that someone infected used, and you can catch it if you share clothes with someone infected. The sign-out sheet is closed.
Oh, yeah. No.
Pet rodents like rats and chinchillas can also spread monkeypox.
Oh, my God.
The vast majority of people who catch monkeypox will recover on their own without needing hospitalization. Monkeypox symptoms might start out feeling like the flu, but it develops into a very distinct rash with pimples and blisters. Mm. That rash can leave behind scarring after you recover. We have a vaccine for monkeypox. It's the same kind that we use for smallpox. It's not widely available at the moment, but organizations are working to improve access. If you want the vaccine, your healthcare provider will need to go over a few things with you about it. It's unfortunately not as simple as getting the COVID vaccine at this time.
No.
Monkeypox does not target men who have sex with men any more than it targets other groups of people, and it's important to let that narrative become dangerously widespread. Anyone can get monkeypox. Dick pic attached by girls.
All this
Ooh.
And a dick?
Honey, inseminate me.
Oh, my
God. Oh, wow. And I like that the balls are tan and not pink. Sometimes white guys have pink balls. I'm like, why the balls got to be that pink? I like these balls.
Is that like
this dick?
Is that like the color matching of? Isn't the color the same of your like lips and your nipples? Isn't that the same? Is that also your balls? What color are your lips though? I can't tell because you have lady makeup. No, your balls are a different shade.
What about my butt lips?
You have think those pink lips? Balls.
Do you want to see my butt lips to see if they're the right color?
Please.
That'll be Mom Plus
show?
Plus.
What kind of show is
what
this?
What can we show
Mom
here?
Triple X.
We can't show any of that.
Mom After Dark.
Well,
cut the lights.
She'll wink at you.
Before we take a break, I know I put a lot more information.
A ship with a sail will come out of it.
I put a lot more information in here, but
I'm still on the dick, baby.
Okay.
It's prodigious.
Honey, if that offers a vaccine, I'm getting it. This dick is great. It's thick. There's enough foreskin.
Juicy like Roxy Andrews.
Honey, it is. The pubes are pubing. Thank you for all the information, Mr. Big Dick. We like it.
Yes.
Oh, and there's more regarding vaccines from The Advocate.
But I think we can just hit the headline that Dr. Fauci said that there are a lot more doses coming. Do you see that paragraph?
Okay,
it has
so
the hundreds of thousands. Yeah.
Recently, Dr. Fauci has said there's a significant supply of MPV vaccines that could help supply the world.
Okay.
And those vaccines need to get here as quickly as possibly as we can, Fauci said. As of last week, Denmark sent 150,000 doses on Monday, and 130,000 additional vaccines were sent. Is this to America?
Mm-hmm.
I need to check my P.O. box. It was really important in the early stages that we recognized this disease was an important problem for gay men, and we did not have enough time to fill the need and ready to be distributed, Fauci explained to The Advocate. That deficit is being corrected.
So okay. Slow on the uptake, but things are moving.
Because it's gay. Or well, because it was gay.
Because straight people are getting it now.
Right. And now it is something that affects everyone, just like HIV. There was dead silence about HIV when it was just a gay problem. And then once it branched out, voila, the help started coming. Oh, it's so crazy.
Can I tell you?
So watch out in this country and around the world. Watch out for your rights. Fight for them.
And honestly, the reason that AIDS finally got its attention that it deserved isn't because straight people finally started getting it. It's because the blood banks were going to get in trouble and the blood supply for all of America. Because
oh, so that's what
the blood
it.
Banks knew that they should have been testing and they weren't.
Girl.
They weren't testing all the blood that came in. So then straight people started getting it and that was a problem, but more so the blood banks. Every Last Drop is like this fascinating documentary about AIDS and why it finally got its attention, and it's kind of crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we take a break on that one?
Yeah. Why don't we do that, Coco Montrese?
Hey, Coco.
We are back again. And this is the moment where we go
Spelunky.
Deep inside. Deep inside the DMs. This message comes from Keon. Dear Willem, Alaska, and Big Dips, as the world's most renowned podcast, I must point out a medium-sized seed of bias germinating in the episodes thus far. I expect better from you ladies, as this is my ultimate news source. It appears to be riddled lately with a preference for Raja.
What are you talking about?
You both seem to highlight and spend more time discussing Raja even when she fails miserably. Since I cannot rely on the Supreme Court, I will rely on Big Dipper as we advance to impose the age-old constitution of fairness back into podcasting. Love you both and continue to carry out your extraordinary duties as good American citizens. Keone. Fuck you.
No dick pic? Goodbye.
Not even a dick?
How dare you? This next message... is probably better. It's from Tom.
We don't favor anyone.
Never. I don't do favors for nobody.
We just love Roger.
She's the Diamond Crown
Queen.
I
love everybody on that damn show. I gag for everybody.
I mean, Monet gagged, I heard. Wonder who. Tom says, hello, Wilhelmina von Furstenberg, Elastrix DuFontaine, and Dipples McBride. My husband and I just started a family. We are fostering two boys to adopt and couldn't be happier about it. I write because we couldn't do this without all of you and Carrie Colby. We've recently learned that these boys, 6 and 7, are terrified of bugs. We had several incidents lately in which we had to calm them down after a creepy crawler so rudely invaded their space. After a particularly harrowing incident with a dragonfly, we invoked the spirit of the good and pious Saint Colby, encouraging them to say, a dragonfly, in her mellifluous drawl whenever they see a bug of any sort. It's been working wonders, and we have you and Carrie Colby to thank. The boys, of course, have no idea what we're referencing, but it doesn't seem to matter. So, from the bottoms of these two groomers' hearts, we thank you very, very much, especially Carrie. You are all doing the gay god's work. And Tom did not send a dick pic because he is a parent and they probably do background checks, which is why I can't adopt.
A dragonfly. See, that makes me feel good that we're helping, you know, parents parent with our, you know, bizarre. You know, the things that we pull out of episodes and demand that they be played over and over again.
Now, if you ever see a crossdresser or a queen, you can go, a drag I spy. Because you're, never mind. It almost worked.
I think it works. Okay. This comes from Chris. Dearest Alaska, Willem, and Diptrina. By the way, I love Raja. I was just thinking about how much I like her.
I'm a fan, too.
I think instead of reading this, we should just talk about how much we like Raja. Anyway, dearest Alaska, Willem, and Diptrina, longtime listener, first-time writer, and satisfied Mom Plus subscriber.
Ooh.
We know you're listening, and we know you're watching. Yeah. I'd love to hear your thoughts on something I noticed when compiling 80s and 90s pop playlists. We know RuPaul has a penchant for making pop culture quotes and references in her material, which often go over my head until they're explained by vital information services like Race Chaser. Her 1993 song, A Shade Shady, has the line,
you
now prance, now prance, I said, mm-hmm. about 40 seconds in. Push It by Salt and Pepper came out in 1986, and about 1 minute in, it has the line, dance, dance, I said. Ooh, do you think the line in Rue's song was likely a reference to the line in Push It, or just a coincidence? I've attached one of my favorite pics of my ass. Ba-boom.
Oh, damn.
Boom.
Batten down the hatches.
Oh, my God. And this is a great... black with white stripes, sort of assless. It's not a jock strap. It's like an assless brief, which I love. It's like a push-up bra for your derriere.
Mm-hmm. This feels like...
And they're pushed up, honey.
It's ham season, honey, and they're honey-baked. This is a... This could feed a family of 8, or a bathhouse of mid to moderate size. Maybe a flex in Cleveland or something.
Oh, this is comparable.
This is beautiful. We know that RuPaul likes to be inspired by other songs and then create songs.
So do you think that's a Salt and Pepper reference?
Yes.
Oh, see, I never knew that.
RuPaul steals words right from the girl's mouth.
Listen, I've made every single song I do has a reference of some other song or Golden Girls or something from Drag Race. Like, literally, it's all I do. So I love this kind of stuff.
Wow. I never should have fucked with you. That's one of my favorite Alaska songs. Stream Red.
We have...
Yeah, keep tapping that nail, bitch.
We have a reminder... clip. We have a reminder. Watch with Mom. Catch us today, Friday, July 22 at twitch.tv/mompodcasts at 3 p.m. Pacific time to join the watch party. We're going to be streaming the latest episode of Drag Race All Star 7. Can't wait.
Thank you so much for listening.
I can't wait.
Thanks so much for listening to Hot Goss.
A shout out to all of our Mom Plus subscribers who are listening to this episode ad-free and behind the paywall. A special hello to Carla B. Stacey N.
Stacey N.
Thank you for listening and thank you for watching. This is just for you.
Follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, and @MomPodcast.
And stay safe out there, everyone. Be vigilant about what is happening around you. Mm-hmm.
And we will be back next week with more steaming, bribing, scolding,
serving of
Gaza.
Mom!
To listen to Race Chaser ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcast.plus.
Race Chaser is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a.
Mom.
Hosted by Alaskan Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.